Have you ever wondered how sound can heal, inspire, and transform your life? What if the vibrations around you could unlock your true potential and guide you to a deeper sense of harmony? Welcome to Sound Pathways, the groundbreaking journey into the healing power of sound, creativity, and connection with your host, Dr. Karen Olson. In each episode, she explores the profound link between your mind, body, and spirit. From composers and musicians to sound healers and visionary leaders, she'll dive into captivating conversations that reveal how sound shapes your reality, heals our wounds, and helps us manifest our dreams. And guess what? You're part of the conversation. So call in and ask questions and experience personalized sound healing live, and let your sound be your guide to the life you've always dreamed of.
Welcome to Sound Pathways, where music, creativity, and transformation meet. I'm Karen Olson, and I am thrilled to introduce to you Ricky Prasad Jr. He's a multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, composer, arranger, and he is absolutely amazing. From Berkeley to Carnegie Hall and beyond, his journey shows that music is more than sound. It's a force that can arrange life into harmony. And Ricky is a force of nature. Amazing. He is a summa cum laude graduate of Berklee College of Music, and he's pursuing graduate studies. He's released multiple albums, award-winning albums, and does these amazing solos on almost every instrument. Well, not the viola.
Yeah, not the viola. Not yet.
Yeah. He's performed with artists like George Clinton, Christian McBride, and Sissy Houston. And currently, one of his latest brilliant projects is Mr. Weintraub's Grocery Store. And right now, it's being promoted for the 2026 Grammys for the best arrangement, instrument, and vocals. And we wish him everything great because it deserves the highest awards. So get ready for an inspiring conversation about artistry, resilience, and what it truly means to live without limits. This is Sound Without Limits, Ricky Prasad Jr.'s Path to Creative Freedom. Ricky, can you take us back to when music first became a part of your life?
Well, the thing is, I grew up in a musical family. So as soon as I was birthed, I was just always around music all the time because my father, he'd done a lot of DJing and engineering work for a lot of acts. And apparently when I was a baby, I used to go ride with them and actually sit with them on those sessions. So music was in my life as soon as I came out the womb. So.
And in the womb too.
Right? In the womb too. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Wow. Was there a defining moment when you knew it was your path, or you just came out of the womb and that was your path and you never looked back or even thought about anything else?
Well, the funny thing is that a lot of people actually ask this question as well. And the honest truth is that we're just a musical family. And growing up, we just put on free concerts, just not for fame or fortune. It was just, you just love music. And after putting ourselves out there, we've just been getting a lot of invitations to play and a lot of these other opportunities. And that's how I got where I am right now. So in other words, there wasn't really a defining moment. It was just as soon as I was birthed, here we go.
Wow. It's just, I've been so honored and blessed to be able to know you, being able to see you and your mom. Can you share with us the role that your mom has in your life, in your career?
Oh, yeah. She's my ride or die, essentially. You know, she's my momager. She manages me. And initially, somebody else was managing me, but we didn't like what she was doing. So my mother, she knew that she had my best interest in mind, and that's why she took the reins of being the manager. And in my opinion, she's been doing an amazing job.
Oh, she is amazing. And she happens to also be a lawyer, so that comes in handy.
Yes, it's absolutely.
Good to have good contracts, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're such a cool pair. It's just really inspiring. Wow. Yeah, I couldn't say enough about that. But we'll try. I'll try to do a little more.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You've had so many milestones at your young age, but is there something that's been the most unexpected or the most meaningful for you?
So I would have never imagined being within a children's field, because
Yeah.
coming up, I was trying to be, in the rock field, but then my mother was telling me I got to try to expand my horizon to try to think of different things. And so I put on the show at the, what was it? It was some show in New York we did. And a lot of the children's artists from the New York area came to see that show. And when they saw that, they were like, oh man, he's really good guitarist. We should have him in our project. And then one artist after another, and then all of a sudden I am fully in the children's field. So it's just, that's been a big blessing. Shout out to Joni Leeds, Flor Bromley, and Vivian Feng Liu, just to name a few. And yeah, they really gave me that chance. And Eileen Sherman, of course.
Yes, Eileen. Yeah, she was a guest here, and she's such a beautiful supporter
Yes,
of
absolutely.
each one of us. That's so beautiful. Oh, and of course, the project that you
Yes.
created. Yeah, I'll have to talk about that. But I love, since I got to see you perform, which, it was amazing
Thank
being able
you.
to
Thank you.
experience you. I mean, first to know you and But you're just absolutely fearless. When you were up there, you just went wild. It was like Jimi Hendrix on steroids. But then your voice with this piercing, like unique sound that was amazing. And then you're dancing around and your hair's flipping around and just this whoa. And it's so exciting. And it's like your childhood is just exploding out, except it's such a unique package because you have so much maturity and an expert. I mean, your facility of expressing is not like a child. So to be able to keep that heart and that spirit and the joy, because sometimes we forget about that.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow, that is just really amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. And I hope everyone can listen to the
Yeah. Oh,
music.
yeah. If you want to listen to my music or any of my projects, you can
Oh.
just, we're probably going to, come back to this
Oh,
same
but
thing,
say
but
it.
they can follow me on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify. They can check out myself on Apple Music as well, and TikTok as well under Mystique Sun Records. And
Oh,
yeah, they
and
can
you,
find it. Yeah. All those places.
yeah, we want to do that later too, but what is your handle on Instagram and Facebook?
Instagram and Facebook, it's Ricky Prasad Jr. And to spell that out, it's Ricky Prasad Jr. Jr. for Junior.
Great, great, great. And then the Mystique Records, could you spell that for everyone?
Yeah, so on TikTok, we go under Mystique Sun Records, which is MYSTIQ SONRECORDS. So I had to think about that because we're in full FYC season. I've been thinking about nothing about that, so I've been quite tired recently.
Yeah. It's been a present. Can you share with us your schedule, what it's been like? Because I've been at a few events, but I know you flew off to Florida. What it's been like?
Woo! Within these last couple of weeks, I've been in Boston, New York, New Jersey, LA, Orlando, and I've Philly as well, Philly. And we're about to go to Washington, D.C. just in a couple of days. So
Oh my
just
gosh.
keeping it going.
And these are not like spa trips. You're on the stage
No,
and
work trips, work trips.
But they're fun too, but it's meeting lots of people,
Yeah.
right? Because, yeah, it's so much fun. I've been able to be at some in New York and some in LA, and everyone gathers and it's a beautiful group of supportive people, and just the artistic talent is just blows off the roof. And it's fun how everyone shares and supports and is inspired. And it's just really fun to be a part of that. And but you're on the stage, so.
Yeah. I had the honor to play at the Mosaic Grammy Museum event in LA.
Yeah.
I had the honor of playing the American Cancer Society gig that happened in Orlando, with that was
Wow.
headed by Michelle and Mecca and all those great Orlando people. And yeah,
Wow.
just keeping it going, you know.
Wow. A lot of frequent flyer miles.
Yes, yeah.
That's great. And it's fun to go for something like the Grammys, and you never know if it's your turn or not. Certainly you deserve it, but just how much you gain of the joy of sharing and the creating is It's really the process that makes the most difference in our
Yes,
lives.
absolutely.
And on this show, I like to help artists share their creative process because I believe everyone's very creative and we are creating our lives and our dreams. So, what does your creative process look like? Do you start with the rhythm or the vocals and the concepts? Do they just come to you in a dream, or and then how do you make it really happen?
So a lot of the time it actually comes to me in dreams.
Really?
Oh yeah,
Oh, I love that.
with my last project,
Wow.
Selena, which was a tribute to Selena Quintanilla Perez, that came fully in a dream. And
Wow.
with a lot of my arrangement ideas and composition ideas, they all come in dreams. So sometimes it's the music, sometimes it's the lyrics, maybe it may be like
Wow.
a short motif, but it's usually the dreams is where I get most of my ideas.
Oh my gosh, it's so cool because I usually think of having the concept and then going towards a dream. I like that. So we all have to dream more and then make it happen.
I mean, I actually have like a tape recorder next to my bed just in case. I
Oh.
just have it right there.
Wow. Do you wake up in the middle of the night sometimes?
Oh yeah. Sometimes I don't get sleep because sometimes I wake up
Really?
times, in a single night with different ideas and just grab the tape
Man.
recorder, tape it down and just go back to sleep.
Wow. So, and then you had all this great training at right at Berkeley. So how much does it then technique help you with the arranging and put it all together? Or how do you the inspiration and then the nitty-gritties, how does that play
So the biggest thing
together?
Berkeley helped me with was understanding how to write out scores and use notation software, because that wasn't something I was familiar with before going to Berkeley. But that
Right.
was a huge, benefit for me, because when I need to write my stuff down and give it to other musicians, I know how to do that now, especially for people like you. Now I know how to write for viola. So,
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. So I'm trying to have people figure out how we could apply it to arrangements in their lives, right? That you can arrange things, you can take parts of things, and then there's sometimes things don't fit in, even if they're really good, but it's like, well, this isn't going toward the goal, so this is it, on the chopping block, right? It gets taken out. How do you make all those decisions?
Well, I try to take the player in mind and just try to be sensitive, because sometimes my ideas might be harder for them to pull off, but I'm always adaptable and I'm always caring to who I'm working with. So that's why I just like to be flexible, if that makes
Ah,
sense.
flexible. That's a good term. That's a good way to be. Wow. Yeah, and I know you're very intuitive, obviously. That's so cool.
Thank you.
And I had the honor of being able to record and be in the studio with you, and you were just such a powerful director because you knew it so well, and it was just you could feel what it is that you were asking for, and you had so much kindness. I know we needed to shift a spot. We put something in or whatever, and we worked it all out, and it was a really fun experience. You're amazing. I
Thank
think
you.
I hadn't, yeah, that was a really great opportunity, and also working with Eileen and her vision.
Yes.
That's really exciting. So usually on our pathways, we have some kind of obstacles. Have you had any hardships that shaped you or influenced you that you could think of? Not that you have to have had any, but just wondering.
No, I definitely had some hardships. I think the biggest one was that in middle school I was bullied really bad, for various different things. And
Oh.
it was such a dark spot in my life. And one thing that I grabbed onto and latched onto was the music, because when I was going through all that crazy stuff, my mother was like, "Why don't you put your feelings down on paper and just, write music about it?" And that's how I kind of took, I learned to take my emotions and put it within music. And that really not only helped me just get stuff off of my chest, but I feel like people who listen to it can also understand where I'm coming from and just get on to what I'm saying too,
Wow, that's powerful. I like to watch the TV shows like America's Got Talent and American Idol, and so often there's a story about being bullied, and then there's this amazing rock star, and they're like, "All right, show everybody now." And it's so sad that when someone is so unique and powerful and has this special gift that it's almost like they're jealous or something, but they don't know how to do it because you're supposed to just fit in line. Here's the leader and just follow along with what everyone does. And
It's funny. They one of the things they made fun of me for was being, a musician and liking music. And the
wow.
joke's gonna be on them because I'm gonna be very, very successful one day.
Yes.
So.
Man, yeah, all those people need to learn. I wonder why human nature has us comparing it all, because we're all unique. But wow, that's great. How many years do you think that went on for?
Oh boy. During that period of my life, I was going in and out of schools, and it was just, it's probably like a year or two, year and a half maybe. It
Wow.
was just, and the after effect of dealing with that experience, that kept with me for a couple of years. But I will say that from that experience, I've become much stronger with dealing with people who are just haters. And that's probably one of the strongest attributes I have nowadays, because when you rise up in the scene, you're going to get haters. But now I know how to deal with them and just, mute all the noise, if that makes sense.
Is that how you deal with them? You just don't listen, you don't hear it? Are you
Well,
can
sometimes I'm always open for criticism, but there are times when you can just tell they're trying to just put you down. And in situations like that, I just try my best to just be positive, think about how Jesus would deal in situations like that, and just move forward positively.
Yeah. You wonder why people have to have hatred. It's some insecurity and fears within them and how they were treated or something. And something, even, I don't know what the word would be, almost at the core of you is your kindness. You're so kind and have so much love for everyone.
Thank you,
And I
thank you.
guess that comes from a really deep place in you.
Yeah, and a part of that is, from coming from the bullying experience, I told myself I wanted to be the kind of person, not only as an artist, but just for myself, it's just to spread love and light to everyone because there's so much hatred going on in the world, and I don't need to contribute to that. So that's why I am who I am. And no matter if you're like the super famous person or you're just an artist coming up in the scene, I would treat everyone the same.
Wow, that's really beautiful.
Thank you.
And I want to add that your mom is also leads with kindness
Yes,
and
yeah.
also joy.
Absolutely. I learned I she raised me right.
She did. It's really fun. It's really fun. I hope everyone gets to meet you in person, but I'm glad they can see you here. Wow, that's really great. So you work with some big stars and now you're this rising star. So, how do you feel you've carried forward those experiences, and also what artists have influenced you?
So from working with those artists, I've learned at a young age to be punctual, being professional, and showing up on time, which is
Yeah.
probably some of the most important things you can have as an artist in these days and times. And I just knew from like Savion Glover, for which I've worked with him, I just remember his work ethic and how serious he was, when he's working. And I took that, for myself because it's important to take those qualities and try to incorporate them to my own artistry.
Oh, that's beautiful. I remember with the Pops, we played with Jason Mraz, and
Ooh.
he had this huge tour. I don't know how many spots he had, concerts he'd been given. I mean, it was 20, it was more than 20. And our concert at Forest Hills Stadium was the last concert of this long tour.
Wow.
And it was very hot that day, rehearsing, like miserably hot. And there he was on stage during the breaks and afterwards, rehearsing more. It's just like, oh my gosh, his standard, his commitment. And also, I remember Sarah McLachlan. You think these people are also lucky. Wow, they got so famous and everything. But just the level of artistry, and she'll have the army running around the stage. Everybody from every level. Like she just feels in command of it all, and her ear and what she does. It's really amazing. I think life is about what we are given and then what we do with it. But it's not just luck, it's the commitment and putting in the time and working. And then, oh, it helps to have people with supporting us and guiding us too, but to always have that hope and the desire to do more and to share it. We're so lucky in music.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So are there some people you'd love to collaborate with in the future?
I would love to collaborate with Ricky Kej. He's been somebody I've been, following for the longest
Oh.
time, and I've always been a fan of his music. And if I get to collab with him, that'd be so cool. And
Oh,
also,
yeah.
Janet Robin from the String Revolution, I've always been a big fan of theirs as well.
Oh,
Yeah.
let's go. Ricky Kej is going to be on this show.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. So it's Lakeisha, and then I think it'll be Ricky. And it's hard to explain who Ricky Kej is, isn't it? I mean, he's really something. And I knew him for quite a while, and sometimes I don't have a lot of confidence. So when, the staff he has, I couldn't even imagine. But when he'd write me personal messages, I'm like, well, how is this possible? But he's just another person that's just his, he just works so hard and with such a big heart, and he changes the world. And yeah, it's exciting to be around these people, you being one of them. And there's no limit. There's no cap. It's not like people say, what if money weren't the object? What would you want to create? And it's a good way to think about creating. But then sometimes, what if there was a limit? But these people, somehow or another, that limit doesn't even seem to be reached. So,
They just exceed it. They just break the ceiling.
yeah, that's a good way to live, right? Yeah, so I still want to ask you, what does it feel like to go wild on stage? What does that feel like?
Well, the thing is, when I go on stage, I just feel like another entity takes a part of me because if
Yeah.
I come off of it, I don't remember a lot of the stuff that have happened. Like a lot of people say, oh, do you remember running across the thing? I was like, did I do that? And I was like, oh yeah, I did do that. So yeah, I just. And it's funny, I'm usually introverted, but when I go on the stage, it's like this
Oh.
extroverted part of me just comes alive. And I'm very blessed that I have that other side of me that can really put on a
Oh,
show like
it's
that.
amazing. I wish people could witness it. Do you have so I know you've been having some posts, but could they go on YouTube or somewhere and watch?
Yes, it's on YouTube, it's on TikTok, and it's also on Instagram as of now. It's probably on other places as well, but those are definitely the main places where you can find it.
You're very unique. It's just really exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Have
you.
you always been a big performer like that?
As long as I known. I mean,
Oh
from
my
doing all
gosh.
those free shows as a kid, that helped me,
Yeah.
shape the kind of artist that I want to be and want to perform.
Wow, that's so beautiful. So when people listen to you with an album or live, what do you hope they carry with them?
My energy and, my light. Because I've heard from a lot of people that, when I perform, they just feel this overwhelming, like just positive, white
Yeah.
pillar of light and that kind of stuff. And that's what I want to give out, positive vibes. And hopefully when they see me perform or listen to music, they would, have a better day, have a brighter day.
It just lights me up to remember witnessing you doing that. I've never had that experience ever.
Really? Wow.
So that's a big message to give to people,
Yeah.
right? To carry light and to have fun.
Yes,
Oh
yeah.
my gosh, to be playful.
Yeah,
Oh.
I always like to put on the show because, I'm a big fan of like how Jackson 5 perform and Jimi Hendrix, Van Halen, when you see them
Yeah.
perform, it's like a show. And that's what I wanted to carry through with
And
my show.
Michael Jackson.
Yes, Michael Jackson too, and Prince.
Yes, you're all of them.
Oh, thank you, thank
That
you.
is so cool. Well, let's take a little pause and then we'll be able to continue.
Got you.
Thank you.
you ready to elevate your energy and awaken your dreams to their fullest potential? This isn't just music. It's transformative, intuitive healing, sacred frequencies channeled to shift your energy, dissolve blockages, and align you with your highest potential. It's your path to vibrant health, limitless dreams, and a life of purpose. Each note is harmonized to your unique frequency, unlocking profound healing, inner harmony, and a deep rejuvenating renewal. Discover the powerful tools of sound healing you carry with you. Visit KarenOlson.com/events to sign up for the free webinar titled Release Stress and Find Inner Peace Through Sound, and explore personalized one-on-one sessions at KarenOlson.com/services. The moment for peace is now. Don't wait. Embrace the healing you deserve.
So you have so much ahead of you. It must feel so fun to be young and have already done so much and be able to look forward. So what excites you about your path ahead?
If I've known anything about my life, is that each year is always a step up from the last. And this year was definitely a shining merit to that statement I just said. And just going forward, I just know things are just going to keep rising up and rising up. So I'm just looking forward to just shining, you know.
there's no stopping. It's your what do they say? Well, you're limitless, unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so exciting. Do you have any projects in the works, or are they secrets?
So I do have some collaborations down the line. I don't want to talk about it because
I just want
to respect their project. But there's a lot of cool stuff down the pipeline. So just, you know, stay tuned.
Yeah. So do you see any, you know, do you have a crystal ball and see the future of music heading in any certain direction? I know we're kind of worried about AI, and then there's the whole blockchains and all these different things. So I know you're close to what's the cutting edge. What do you see ahead?
AI is definitely going to have a big part in what we do in the future. But I think the best way that musicians can utilize it is not like using it to write everything, but just using it as like a helping tool, if that makes sense, to try to help ease the process of certain tasks.
Could you go into that a little further?
Yeah, so like I know my teacher from my film scoring class, he uses AI in a sense to help him insert different notes, the insert notes faster. And it's through that process, I thought, oh, that you can use it in that context too. I mean, he's not having AI write it for him. It's just helping him, in a way, minimize those tasks that comes with placing notes in a DAW setting.
So that brings me to two thoughts. You mean kind of in notation?
Yeah, well, when he scores stuff, he usually like inserts notes, you know, for the individual instruments. Because he does a lot of film scoring stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a weird concept, but I don't fully understand it myself. But stuff like that, you know, can be helpful.
Like tedious stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And I also heard that, like, they're mixing and mastering AI programs where you can plug in, you know, what kind of sound you're looking for. And it'll just help you in that context, too. I think he uses that mostly for his, you know, AI helping him out in that kind of way, if that makes sense. It's very complex, but yeah.
So it kind of augments your own creativity where
yes.
it all starts.
Yeah, yeah.
And can you share what DAW means?
So DAW is Digital Audio Workstation. So things like Logic, GarageBand, Pro Tools, and things of that nature.
Wow. So what part of the process you compose and arrange and perform it, do you also record it and engineer, or how do you bring in some help for that, or what's your favorite way to do it?
So I usually do everything, you know, in regards to playing the multiple instruments, to producing it and engineering it. Sometimes I would make like a demo version of it and I send it off to my client and they would go ahead and mix it themselves. It'd be stuff like that.
You do a lot of commission things?
Oh yeah, I do a lot of commissions, and if anyone who's looking at this wants to hire me, just hit me up. All right.
Yeah, they'd be lucky. So what are some of the genres that you like to work in?
I mean, I'm pretty flexible because I grew up in a biracial household, so there's always different musics being played all the time, and I took that for my own career, and it was just like I can do pretty much anything because I studied jazz, I studied classical, I studied rock, and I just always just loved just playing any and all kinds of music. So there's not really a favorite music of mine. I just love it all.
That's so cool. And you have some very cool reggae albums.
Oh, that's true too. Yes. My father's from the Caribbean, so he makes sure I make a Caribbean record every now and then.
Oh, that's cool. And you got to keep dancing, right?
Yeah, that too, that too.
So it's a nice term to say multi-instrumentalist, but what are the instruments?
If I can remember. Guitar, banjo, electric bass, keyboards, piano, vocals, harmonica, percussion, drums, the kalimba. Yeah, the kalimba. Sorry. Kalimba. And a ukulele.
So do you just hear in your mind which instrument would work for the parts?
And it's always good to know how those instruments work because it's much easier to write for them.
And sometimes are you just like in a guitar mood? So it's like I want to do a piece featuring that.
It's sometimes in a guitar mood, a piano move. It's just I like to work with what strikes me at the moment.
That's cool. So you must keep pretty busy. Do you have to schedule in downtime?
Yeah, we try to. I like to get massages every now and then. I'm a foodie, so I really like to eat out at different places just to try out the food of the local cuisine and that kind of stuff. And I try to sketch out some time to do things like that because if I'm just 100%, business, I'm gonna go crazy.
Yeah, because it's the balance and it's life that makes the art, right? Wow. It's so exciting. Can you share again? The best way for people to find you is on the social media with using your name.
Yeah, so they can find me on socials just typing in my name, Ricky Prasad Jr. on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, and for TikTok, they can follow me with my handle, Mystique Sun Records, which is again MYSTIQSONRECORDS.
Cool. And how about live shows? Do you usually post that?
Yeah, I usually post on Instagram and Facebook about, my upcoming shows. And as of right now, I'm still sketching out my schedule, but there's always something popping up. So I'll definitely post and let everyone know.
Oh, such an inspiration. Is there any parting thoughts you would want to be able to share to inspire other people that might feel stuck or not knowing what direction would help them?
Just my word of wisdom is just be humble, be hungry, and always look for the next big thing because the ecosystem is always changing and it's always important to adapt to the changes in the music industry. So just stay on top.
And life. That is so
Yes, and that too,
beautiful.
yes.
So beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us and your incredible energy here on Sound Pathways. So, from Berkeley to Carnegie Hall and beyond, you truly embody what it means to live without limits and to live from your heart and to share love. You really show us that music is so much more than sound, it's a force that arranges life into harmony. So, thank you so much for helping us feel like we're fearless also and that there aren't limits in our lives. So, enjoy every part of your music, and you inspire me, and I'm sure everyone that listened. So, thank you so much. Many blessings.
Thank you for having me, Karen.
Much love.
Seriously,
Oh,
this means a lot. Thank you.
thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Until next time.
Till next time.
Blessings. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so very much for joining us on today's transformative journey. We're honored to have shared this space with you, and we hope you're feeling inspired and aligned with your highest self. For more insights, resources, and to continue your path of healing, be sure to visit KarenOlson.com, your gateway to deeper sound healing, music, and wisdom. Remember, Sound Pathways is here every other Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on BBS Radio TV, Station 1. Until next time, stay alive, stay inspired, and let the magic of sound guide you.